I get back to the league as soon as possible. So all the boys are really looking forward to Saturday, and obviously we're all expecting 3 points at home.
Yeah, just to touch on the game itself, I'm guessing you'll be quite happy that it's a home game to start off, and obviously it's a familiar team we're playing. It was actually the team that we played last season on the first day as well, and we won 3-2.
Yeah, and that was a great result for us that day as well. So, yeah, listen, it's great to be at home, eh? You're starting your league campaign at home, so you'll be expecting nothing but to get the 3 points and keep a clean sheet at home.
Just to touch on, obviously there'll be no fans there. I'm guessing that'll be gutting, and that'll make it a wee bit different from what you'd normally expect for an opening league day this season.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's going to be a big difference. Also, we've got kind of the hang of it now with the Betfred Cup and that, and no fans. It'll be strange just going home in the league and there's no fans there just to give you a wee bit extra lift and stuff. But no, you've just got to focus on the game and getting 3 points. That's the main thing. So as long as we can do that, that'll be great.
Just to touch on the game during the week there, I'm guessing the guys will take a lot of positives from this general performance and be able to take that into the league game. Obviously, taking the bonus point is great, but even the performance, the 2 goals we scored were tremendous as well.
Yeah, definitely not. It's not an easy place to go to Stranraer. Obviously, we were the underdogs going there, and we proved that we were wrong going there. I felt that we should have got the 3 points, and that it shouldn't have went to the penalties, but no, the boys showed great character going down there and putting a really good team performance. And as you said, we scored 2 really good goals. So there's a lot of positives in that we can take into Saturday and have a real belief behind us that we can get 3 points on Saturday.
I think if we have a penalty as well, we'll be able to put anybody on it and they'll score, which is another good point as well.
Definitely, mate. We've got plenty of boys there that are more capable of scoring a penalty now, so there's no excuses for anyone. We set the standard quite high there, so... No, it's good though. It just shows you that it doesn't matter. We've proven that our team, that anybody can take a penalty, so it's good.
I don't think it's been kind of officially made or anything yet, but I'm guessing you'll maybe be taking the captain's role this season. I know you've had the armband on for most of the pre-season matches I've seen, and obviously in the Betfred Cup, is that a challenge you'd relish?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I enjoy doing it. It's great. I'm grateful that the gaffers gave it to me for pre-season and the Betfred Cup game, so I'd be absolutely delighted if he kept the band with me for the rest of the season. I really enjoy it. I feel like it's a role that I can take on, and so I'd be delighted if I got it for the season, and I'm grateful for the gaffer putting his trust in me.
I think as well, obviously, I mean, we've talked already, Alan, about the kind of age of the squad and the stuff. I mean, you probably are one of the most senior players in the squad now, the way it's went, especially with the amount of competitive games you've played in the Scottish leagues.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely strange. Every team that I've been in, I'm still being one of the young ones, so it's kind of different now. I know I'm only 25. You feel like one of the old ones now when you hear some of the boys' ages, but no, look, I know we're going to be the youngest team in the league, but the boys have been absolutely brilliant for the start of the pre-season and the games that we've proved that we've gelled really quickly together, and the boys are young, we're fit and we're hungry, so we're looking like we'll have a decent team this year, so I'm just really looking forward to it.
You played right back against Stranraer, which is the place that the Rovers fans probably seen you most, but I mean, before that, Brian's going to employ you a wee bit further forward. Do you think that maybe will be the kind of position you would play this season? Do you think that's something that suits you a wee bit more?
Yeah, no, obviously I was good to try something new. Obviously, as you said, I know that I was the right back last year, and everybody will know me in that position, so they might think it's a bit strange maybe not there, but no, it was good to try something different. The gaffer spoke to me about it. Working on different things and playing different positions. It's good that I'm able to do that and play a variety of positions, but like, to be honest, you know, it doesn't, as long as I'm on the park, it wouldn't matter where I played. It wouldn't faze me at all. So no, if I have to play right back again, it wouldn't faze me at all. I'm happy there, I know the position. So, or if he wants to move me, it wouldn't faze me in the slightest.
And just to touch on, obviously, the season starting on Saturday, we touched on it last year, and it maybe didn't transpire after winning the first game, but it's crucially important to start the season well, and if you start the season well, then really good things can come from that.
Yeah, definitely. It was great to win the first game last year, and I think it was really disappointing to where we finished last year. I don't think we should have been there. We let ourselves down in a few games, but no, if we can get our first 3 points on Saturday at home, it definitely gives you a lift and a boost to go on and show you that no, we are a good team and we can do well in this league, and I've no doubts that'll be happening.
Just finally to touch on him, Brian said in the press a couple of times that the kind of idea of his going into every single game as an underdog, I'm sure, being at Albion Rovers now for a while, you've probably felt like that every single game before Brian Reid was there. Is that something that the players relish as well, knowing that a lot of people have already just got us down as the team that's going to finish bottom and we're not going to be up too much?
Yeah, definitely. It's what everybody's been saying. It's the bookies they've got marked down, and from other clubs and that as well, they'll probably be saying that we'll be probably favourites to finish down here. But no, it's not phased us in the slightest. We know and believe that we won't be finishing down there. We'll be pushing for the top half of the table, definitely. And it's definitely something to relish on and go and prove people wrong that, no, that we should be up there and we deserve to be up there. So, no, it just gives the boys an extra boost to go and show and prove people wrong.